Well, howdy and welcome back to day 24 of 30X Life. You know, when we sat down and started thinking about learning about life, you've got to deal with both the highs and the lows, the great stuff, the challenges. And we always want to think about life as being the sunny, rosy, and all of that sort of stuff. But sometimes life doesn't turn out that way. Sometimes there are tough times in life. And, you know, yesterday we took a look at how we relieve a lot of the stress from physical side of stress relief to the meditative side of stress relief. And, you know, stress ultimately on the human can get to us. It gets to our head. It gets to our heart. And, you know, we've got to be able to find ways of moving forward no matter where it's at. And high levels of stress take us even further. So today we're going to deal with some pretty intense subjects. And I can deal with these because I know where they've been in my own life. Looking at anxiety, looking at depression or addiction, and starting to think, now, are these things important? Now, the interesting thing for me is that a lot of people think, well, I don't really need to learn about this anxiety and depression and stuff. That's never going to happen to me. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story as to why I think it is important. But if I can just flip it for a second, sometimes it's important to you not because you need to learn it for yourself. Sometimes this is important for you because you need to be able to recognize it in family members, in friends, in colleagues, in people around you. See, I was once, because I'm a business coach, on most days of the week I work with business people, teaching them. And when I looked at it from this perspective, imagine you're a cancer doctor and you're walking down the beach and you see someone laying there and you're a cancer doctor and you notice that they have a cancerous growth on their leg or you know, wherever it is. Should you go over and tell them? Should you go over and help them out? And this is the same for our friends and our family and that sort of thing, and even for ourselves. Noticing when anxiety is taking hold, noticing if a depression or if there's addictive behaviors moving towards us in ourselves or in others is really important in life. Because, you know, in this day and age, the level of stress is going up. The level of challenge in life is getting higher and higher. And so, you know, anxiety, let's start there because, you know, and can it happen to anyone? Well, I'll give you a quick story before I get into the lessons around it. My wife and I, you probably heard of an event called Route 91 Harvest Music Festival here in Las Vegas. Well, my wife and I just happened to be at that event, and we're in the middle of people getting shot and running for our lives, literally, in that event. And I don't bring it up to make it a negative or a downer or anything for anyone else, because, you know, we did our counseling and we did our help and we got the help we needed to for that. But, you know, when stress gets too much, it leads to anxiety, okay? And when anxiety gets too much, it leads to a disorder. And so we need to look at it. Can we stop it at stress? And that's why I looked at things like yoga and Pilates and acupuncture and massage and chiropractic and meditation. If we can stop it at stress, that's brilliant. But sometimes things happen in the world where stress takes us to anxiety. And we got to learn how we can stop it at anxiety. I know for myself, I never thought that getting into anxiety was going to be a thing I was going to need to deal with in my life. But here I was in a situation where that came up. And you sit there and you start thinking, well, what is it that leads to anxiety? Well, there can be many different things. You know, genetics can lead us to being more anxious than others. Lack of health can definitely lead us to more anxiety and more stress than other things. Brain chemical mix-up, you know, those sorts of things. Just a banging your head on stuff can lead to it, absolutely. Mental health can lead to it. And again, part of physical health leads to mental health. Substances, obviously, any form of substance abuse can definitely lead to high anxiety and eventually disorder. But in my case, it was a traumatic event. You know, in my case, the traumatic event came into my life. I didn't have control over that. It happened to me. And I sat there and I thought, well, hang on, what's going on? Because if you take a look at it and you say, well, all right, let's just break it down. There's general anxiety disorder. And that's just people who get too anxious. And it's hard to understand until you realize that anxious is one level. When anxious becomes anxiety is when it's a disorder. and general anxiety disorder, just being anxious over a lot of things. And I'm going to get to some strategies that I've used and were taught to me by my counselors and therapists to help me get through that. Because, again, I don't care how strong I'm supposed to be and how tough I'm supposed to be. The reality of it is that event in my life and the fact that I'm busy and life is just fast-paced meant that I had to go and chat with people. I had to go and learn. And I highly suggest to everyone watching this that if you do feel like anxiety or addiction or depression is anywhere in your realm, go and seek professional help. Please go chat with a counselor. There's plenty of free counseling services out there in the world, but I think that that's a real important stress point for me to make for you here. We'll learn about it here, but this is not about curing it. This is learning about just some of the tools that I use. Obsessive compulsive disorder. There's nothing wrong with that. Everything needs to be in its place. Well, just a little. Until it becomes obsessive compulsive disorder. Panic disorder. For me, post-traumatic stress disorder. Social anxiety disorders. And then specific phobias. There's millions of different ones. Now, the reason that I think it's important for us to learn about this here today is to learn how to get ourselves from anxiety back to a normal state. How do we do that? What do we need to do? Well, for me, it was first and foremost talking with somebody else, preferably talking with a professional. Now, oftentimes just chatting with a friend is a good starting point, but chatting with a professional was a definite help for me in my life. Second thing that it really helped move me through was actually buying a journal and just journaling what I'm thinking. Just writing it down, getting it out of my head, because the problem was it was in my head so much that I couldn't, it just kept revolving. And, you know, one of the problems with thinking too much is we create problems that didn't exist in the first place. And this may not be you, it may be a friend of yours, maybe a relative, but hopefully this doesn't strike you ever in your life. If it does, then at least you start to recognize what it looks like and how to move through it. Journaling was big for me, a massive part of it. The other thing that really, really did help, and people think I'm crazy for this, was actual exercise. Just getting out and getting physical, getting my body, getting the body to naturally produce endorphins to naturally make me feel better about life. I mean, when you sit there and you start thinking about it, oh my goodness, the replays in my head, all of the things that we saw and never ever want to see again, never even want to bother with seeing again. But I had to actually recognize and accept the fact that I was in post-traumatic stress disorder. If I didn't recognize where I was, then it was hard to move forward. And sometimes the biggest thing we can do is admit that we need help, admit that we need to grow, and go and seek a professional's help. See, you know, it's amazing for me as a man in particular, and guys watching this, I want to talk to you just for a second. Ah, I don't need that. I'm tough. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm good. You know, but then I started getting angry with all my friends and family over just stupid things because I wasn't good. You know, I could say I'm good. I could pretend I'm good. I could be tough and macho and all that stuff. But the reality was deep down inside, I was angry because, you know, someone attacked me. Someone attacked my family and I couldn't defend them. And I'm not saying telling you my story to do anything other than help you understand. Doesn't matter where you're at in life. Highest levels of success, you know, struggling with day to day, good financially, bad financially, it can grab you at any point in time. And it is a thing. Now, ultimately, anxiety can lead to depression. Okay? If it's too long, if you don't go and fix, if you don't go and get help. I know that within my own life, I've never actually hit a level of depression, but I know I was dang close. I was bordering on it. And I'm super successful. You know, and people look at me and say, how can a guy in your situation ever get to a level of depression? How can that be possible? What is it? What is it? Well, you know, you got to look at it and start to think that there's many ways to get there. There's many ways to start feeling, okay, I'm not doing what I should be or not achieving or not feeling as good or all of these different things. And again, if we look at some of the major causes of depression, it's like an extension of the causes of anxiety. And, you know, again, genetics can be a part of it. It definitely can. The brain chemistry can be a part of it. Ladies, you know, the female sex organs is definitely leading to depression in some people because it changes the chemical makeup of the body. It just does. Your body rhythm, your circadian rhythm can be affected. And that's not just women. That's men and women. Like when men start getting to the low testosterone stages, this can lead to that. And it's definitely a part of it. The high levels of stress, bad diet, much change, massive stress can reduce the body's level of ability to handle the growth in the body. And I know for me, at a point where it was all too much, it was like my body was just not producing the level of energy that it needed. And it was like, what's going on? And again, poor nutrition, another cause. Of course, that was happening when you're under stress. Physical health, a lack of physical health can definitely do it. Drugs, not one of my problems, but it can definitely be there. Stressful life events, hey, you know, five kids, multiple companies all over the world. Yeah, there's a couple of stressful events that happen in life. Grief and loss can definitely lead into it. So we start thinking about all these different factors of life, and we start thinking, okay, with the best of times, taking all of the great things into account, it still makes sense to learn about the worst of times and start to understand, is that something that's, and it may never happen to you. God bless, if it never happens to you, fantastic. But if anxiety disorder or depression or addiction ever comes into your life, then we need to have some coping mechanisms with this. So, again, when I was in the state of high anxiety and leading to depression, bad nutrition, the body wasn't there, massive stresses, all of these things coming into my life, you know, many years ago, as I point this out to people, I sit down and I start to think, dang, what would have happened if I didn't go and get help? What would have happened if some of my friends didn't reach out and say, hey, buddy, what's going on with you? You know, where are you at? What's going on with this sort of stuff? And I think that noticing yourself changes in your mood, changes in your behavior, changes in your levels of stress and anxiety, and noticing those sorts of things is really something that's important. Noticing it in your friends and family, even more important. Your colleagues, seeing what's going on. And you know, there's an epidemic for us men on the planet today of suicide. There really is an epidemic of it. Male depression is at an all-time high. You know, hence Movember, people, you know, growing their mustache to remind people to think about it. The Are You Okay movement around the world. Making sure that we check in on our friends and making sure that we check in on ourselves. You know, what's going on? Mental health is a bigger issue today than it's ever been out there in the world. And it may not be a challenge for you, but definitely keep an eye on the friends, family, and colleagues around you, the people you get to know. So let's take a look at it and start to think about, okay, what are some of the choices? So as with anxiety, it led to journaling. But not just that, I had to get to learning as well. See, it was interesting for me that I didn't understand anxiety. I didn't understand depression. I didn't understand all of these aspects of life where, because, you know, when you're studying success and you're trying to be successful, you don't study those things. You don't go and learn about it. But hang on, I needed to learn about it. I needed to understand why I was the way I was. How could I get out of this? What could I do? And I think learning was a big part of it. Not only exercise, but I had to get outside to exercise. The fresh air, just getting out of my normal world, getting out of my head, getting out of all of those things. And it's crazy to think that I sit there and I notice it so more often now in other people because I went through that phase. And I'm willing to talk about it because I think it's important for some of us that have had to learn the darkness to how it comes out. I remember at the worst of times taking a trip up to Utah and just going and staying at a place where I went hiking every single day and got fresh air and got my mind clear and ate real well. And I think that that's real important as well. And of course, you know, getting to sit with counselors who dealt with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and one of my great counselors who was a ex-military, and sitting with him and just understanding what I was going through. Help your friends through this stuff. Help them get professional help. Help them do that. Now, another massive part of moving through it was connecting. Connecting with friends, connecting with family, and not only doing that in a day-to-day and that sort of thing, having fun part, but also doing that with therapy and stuff. I remember sitting there with my wife, and the two of us had been through such a traumatic situation that we both sat there and just looked at each other, and we'd never really spoke to each other about how each of us was feeling since the event until we got into counseling and stuff. So connect with people if you're in that. Let people know that you are struggling. Don't ask them for help about silly things. Don't ask for help. Just say, hey, listen, I'm struggling. State that. Let them know. You got a friend who's there, just ask them, hey, are you struggling? Don't ask, are you okay? Hey, ask them the question. Hey, what are you struggling with? Hey, what's going on that you're struggling with right now? Turn that question into it. I guess the next thing that my counselors definitely taught me about was focusing forward. It was very easy in those times to look back and dwell on the negative and dwell on what had happened and what if and why didn't it happen to me and what would have happened if this had happened and how was it. And it wasn't until a few months later, since Route 91, we found out that my wife was actually pregnant when we were there. She was brand new pregnant, a couple of weeks maybe, and you sit there and you think, dang, what would have happened? And of course, I go into negative spiral, and it's like, hang on, get me back for counseling and go and talk to the doc and make sure things move in the right direction. You know, it's when I look at this and I think about depression as part of 30X, and I really struggle with myself, do I need to teach 30X about anxiety, about depression? Do I really need to teach that? And my answer was a very clear yes. Because what if there's one person watching this who it just helps them get through this? What if there's one person, or maybe it's you, maybe it's someone you know. What if just one person can learn a few things from this and actually change their life and get back on track? And, you know, I hate to go to the most dark point, but I still know that as a business coach even, I was chatting with one of my coaches late last year, and a lady had called him, and it was the mom of a business owner, and she called him and said, my son is really struggling with business. I need you to meet with him because he's really struggling. I will pay for the coaching, whatever it takes, but he's really struggling with the business. And the coach said, absolutely. When would you like to meet? And she said, can you meet with him first thing in the morning? And he said, absolutely. If he's really struggling, I will make time first thing in the morning. I'll come and meet with him and handle whatever we can do to get the business doing whatever it needs to do. And the mother said, thank God, I think you may just be his savior. Now, little did we know that how bad the situation was. We didn't know. It's just a phone call. When he got there the next morning, the son had attempted suicide because of the business. Reaching out to one person, helping that one person, yeah, it's worth it. So when I debated with myself about teaching this on 30X, I thought, you know what? You cannot teach the very high highs without teaching the very low lows. Tomorrow we go back to fun and happiness and all of the great things. But today we need to understand some of our friends, some of our family, maybe you, they're going to go through the dark times and we need to be there to help them with it. We need to be there to guide them through it. We need to be that great friend. Next thing that really helped was putting a plan in place. You know, I know that coming out of the deep, coming out of the dark, wouldn't have happened if I didn't actually plan how to get there. You know, plan what needed to happen. I had to change a lot of habits and a lot of patterns, especially in the way I was thinking. When I started to think a certain thing, I had to have a plan for how to shift it and move it forward. And I'm not saying that you know, my way is going to work for everybody, but I do know that everybody can find a counselor, and I do know that if you push them in the right direction or take yourself in that right direction, we can definitely get there. I want to talk about addiction just for a second, because depression, anxiety, all these things can show up in an addictive behavior, okay? A destructive, self-destructive, family-destructive behavior. And unfortunately, in our family, we've had to go through this, and watching someone go through addiction and realizing that, you know, well, addiction, there's the big debate, is addiction a choice? Is it a disease? Is it a form of self-abuse? You know, what is addiction? And it could be a simple addiction, an addiction to cigarettes or an addiction to coffee, or and then it leads to, or an addiction to alcohol or an addiction to food. It could be an addiction to poverty, you know, an addiction to failure, an addiction to success or too much success, or and even, you know, to the very end, the addiction to negative drugs and that sort of thing. You know, and I know when you watch this and you start to think about it, you have to say, well, hang on. Is there an area of addiction? And we all have some form of addiction in our life, and it doesn't have to be a negative. We can have addiction to positive things. I meet people who are addicted to exercise, addicted to working out, addicted to success, or addicted to making money, or, you know, and addiction is not necessarily in and of itself a negative thing. However, when there is an addiction to a negative thing, then it's definitely a negative, okay? That being said, again, by the way, professional help, please go seek professional help. This is not something where you want to say, okay, just do handle it on your own. Make sure if you or a friend that you have. Now, when you start thinking about the solution for this, it comes back to human connection, you know, and Tony Robbins taught a great thing many moons ago, and he still teaches it today, I'm sure, and that's the six human needs. And if we take a look at the six human needs, we start to understand where a lot of this stuff can come from, because the needs are going to be met, and they'll be met by either a positive or a negative form in life. So the first need is that of connection, okay? Love, connection, connecting with other people. It is a human need. People need to be connected with other people at some level. And again, some people do it on a positive level, and some people go and do it on a negative level, okay? And either way, it's got to happen. The second one is separation. So you need to be on your own at times, or stand out from the crowd, or be noticed for what you're doing, or that sort of thing. And again, you'll do it in a positive and negative. If you look at kids, you see kids get connection in a positive way, that they do something good and they get connection, or just get hugs from their parents. Or they can do something negative to make sure they get connection. You know, they'll misbehave so they get yelled at because it's the only time they get spoken to each day or each week from their parents. So when you start thinking of that, you start thinking, well, okay, where are the people in life getting connection? And and why do people turn to a negative behavior to get connection? If they're not getting a connection on a positive behavior, and they only get connection when they do something negative, then it reinforces. Okay? So we have to understand that sometimes these six human needs will play out in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way. Again, I cannot stress this enough. If you see a friend going through this stuff, professional help is always an amazing thing. Counseling, therapy, whatever it needs to be. The third of the human needs on Tony's list is that of when we have things being the same, okay? So it's basically, you know, we like a routine. We like having stuff that's the same. We like having that. And then the fourth human need is, the opposite, in that we like to have difference and unique things happen, and we like to have a variety within our life. And so, again, you can do that in both a positive and negative way. You can get variety by trying different drugs, I guess. Or you can get variety by going to different restaurants, or going to different movies, or seeing different plays, or hanging out in different places with your kids, going hiking and stuff like that. So there's many ways to get both certainty and uncertainty. I see it play out in business way too often, where people have this need for uncertainty, and they sabotage their own business to get it to have uncertainty. And that's kind of a crazy thing of what we see with humans and how we see it. And then we look at the fifth and sixth methodology of what the basic human needs are in Tony's list of basic human needs. If you haven't read Tony's work, I highly suggest it. Some great teachings there, Tony Robbins. But when you look at the need to give, okay, this being the fifth human need, the need to give, back, to add value, to do charity work, or to in some way, shape, or form, once those first needs are met, to start looking at what it is we give and how it is we give that. And I think that that's a vital, important one. And when we start seeing high levels of anxiety or depression or addiction, we start seeing these human needs being met in negative fashion rather than being met in a positive fashion. Well, if I look back to Route 91 after the event occurred, it would have been easy for me to get a lot of attention by going into a negative spiral and blaming it on that factor. But, you know, luckily enough, I went and got the counseling that allowed me to move forward and allowed me to do the things that I needed to do to get better, and to recognize that I needed to get better. And so it's kind of an interesting perspective, but every one of us needs to be on the lookout for this in our own lives and in our friends and colleagues and family members' lives. Living with those six human needs is something we're all going to do. The challenge is, are we going to do them in a positive way and get our reinforcements by doing positive things? Or are we going to get them in a negative way and get our reinforcements by doing a negative thing? You know, when you look at it from a health perspective, it's not that complex. You know, do you get your reinforcement from your friends by doing healthy activities, or do you get it by doing unhealthy activities? Well, what's your connectivity with your friends? Do you get connectivity because you go for a hike together, or do you get connectivity because you go out and you drink till the wee hours of the morning together? There's many different ways to look at this, and we need to start to understand that if we are putting ourselves in a situation that will lead to anxiety or depression or even addiction, then we need to understand that we're putting ourselves in that situation. We're getting our human needs met in a negative way rather than getting our human needs met in a positive way with positive people bringing us forward towards our dreams and goals rather than holding us in a pattern of negativity and those sorts of things. And finally, we get to need number six. So number five, contribution, giving back. Number six, that of growth, personal growth. And when we see growth happening, again, it can be done in a positive or a negative format. We can grow because we're achieving things in a negative way. And you see a lot of gangs use this for their initiation, and people, you know, they get their connection and their contribution and all that thing because they're part of a gang. Flip it over to the other side. We can get our growth by doing it in a positive way like you're doing here with 30X. Now, it's interesting to watch humans and watch humans develop, and it's more interesting to watch yourself develop and watch yourself grow. Listen, I know that I'm not perfect in any way, shape, or form. I know that in teaching this material that it's really important for me and for you to be clear on the fact that we're not professionals at this stuff, but it's okay to be a good friend. It's okay to be someone's best buddy and listen and take some time and be there for them and to have their back and to give them that advice and to do that, but definitely lead them towards professional help if you possibly can. I know that it's not easy in life. Life doesn't get easier as we get through it. There's more stresses, more challenges, and you get busier and you get busier. And that's why I teach 30X business, so that you can build a business at work so you can reduce your stress on that. It's why I teach 30X wealth, so you can get a handle on the money so that it reduces its stress on you. You know, ultimately, we will have stress in our life. How you handle it, how I handle it, is going to be the big determinant on whether we have a 30X life or whether we struggle with this whole thing. How we handle anxiety and stress and even depression or addiction, how you handle that in your life from others or from yourself is really important, you know. If I can finish this off today with a simple story that might give some people hope out there. When everything went wrong, when life was stressful, you know, lots of family, lots of stress, businesses all over the world, political changes happening, taxes changing around the world, all sorts of things. And my home in Australia got destroyed in a hurricane, and we end up getting shot at, and it's like, dang, where is the world? What is going on? How bad is it? I remember sitting there and just watching the news for days, and oh my God, if that's going to send anyone depressed, yes, watching the news for days, trying to find out why it happened, what had happened, and all this stuff, and I sat there, and at some point, and I went to England to go and keep doing some work, and I kept telling the story and kept changing people's lives and kept helping people understand that there's a way out. You know, there's a way through it. There's a way to change your life and get it better. There really is. Well, absolutely. People say, yeah, it's easy for you to say, Brad, you know, you got the resources, you got all that sort of stuff. I got to tell you, it wasn't the resources that got me through it. It wasn't all that stuff. You know what it was? It was my friends. It was my family. The most important thing is that you be that friend or you be that family member when someone reaches out and needs you. You know, it may be you that needs the hand up. It may be someone else. But, you know, there's a simple saying about one of the charities that I work with, and that's no one's ever stooped so low as to bend down and help a child up or help a person up. Well, bend down, help person up. That's what it's about. I know this is a tough subject to talk about, and I know it's a challenging subject to face. The reality of life is, maybe someday you'll need this information. Maybe someday having watched this will help one of your friends or help one of your family members. Maybe. Maybe it'll help you. Either way, we got to know that this is stuff we can take care of, it's stuff we can get through, and it's stuff we can handle. You know, there's a great little book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers, and the interesting part of the book says a simple thing. Says, you'll be able to handle anything that comes your way. How do you know? Because you've handled everything that's come your way so far. And you know you've done that because you're still here. Negative may come, but you're going to get stronger from it. Negative may show up, but you're going to get better for it. The old saying of, if it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger, kind of true. I guess that's why it's an old saying. Anyway. Tomorrow, let's get focused on some of the fun stuff, some of the growth and some of those things, because we want 30X to be about having an amazing life. But as I said to you earlier, sometimes to see the light, you got to see the dark, okay? That's the way the world works. And a 30X life is going to be an amazing one. Doesn't mean there aren't going to be times when we stumble. When you stumble, know that we're here to pick you up. Know that there's a bunch of friends out there. But go get some help. That's what it is. That's 30X for the day. Let's do this.